It's time for your favorite radio show, Dalama Insights, brought to you by Insight Partners Africa. Whether you are a business leader, manager, or director, then Dalama Insights offers business insights that take your business to the next level. With Dalama Insights, every Tuesdays at 07:20 hours and Wednesdays at 17:30 hours, you are guaranteed to take your business to the next level. For details, WhatsApp 0977-445-064 or visit our website www.insightpartnersafrica.com.
Good evening and welcome to the Dalama Insights Business Show. This show provides insights to challenges you could be facing in your business right now or in your business journey. My name is Mukonki Mukonkela from Insight Partners Africa. And every week I sit down with different experts and entrepreneurs and we try to find solutions to the challenges that you're facing in your business. This evening, I'm joined by Mr. Kalaluka Kangulu, who is a procurement and logistics international trade professional. Good evening, Mr. Kangulu.
Good evening, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Thanks. It's great having you.
Thank you.
Today, we are looking at an issue coming from Patrick. And Patrick runs APS Enterprises and he supplies foodstuffs such as beans, groundnuts, potatoes, and, you know, such kind. His goal is for his business to be among the top suppliers of foodstuffs to NGOs and chain stores around the country. But he's facing a challenge of having irregular supply from his suppliers and delays in receiving his consignments. Let's just listen to Patrick as he explains his challenge.
I could go for orders. Then it would take time for me to get those goods. Yet, I've got clients as well who want the same goods. So it would take time for me to respond to them, depending on how I'm responded to by my supplier, who have only one source. So in this regard, if you've got only one source, it is a challenge for sure. Because that source, if let's say they don't have, they've run out of, it means you are affected, your business is affected.
Mr. Kangulu, from what we've listened to, Patrick is dealing with one supplier and it takes time for him to receive the goods he has ordered from his suppliers. This affects his business as it takes time to respond to his clients' needs as he's dependent on the responses from these suppliers and the efficiency of these suppliers. So let's just start by really trying to understand supply chain in a business and then we'll dive into trying to help Patrick. Just for the listener that is listening, tell us a bit about a supply chain in a business, especially a small business.
Okay, supply chain in a small business takes the model of a corporate, where you take care of your suppliers as part of your supply chain. Mainly when we talk about the supply chain, we talk about the flow of four resources. That is the flow of information, the flow of finances, the flow of commerce, as well as the flow of goods or services. So it's these four resources that we have to manage carefully so that as they flow, we continue growing our business.
Okay, so in terms of Patrick's challenge, what should he do in order for him to improve his relationship with this supplier that he depends on? And we've seen that he's got one supplier that he's working with, which is, it seems like a big risk if the relationship is not good. So how does he improve this relationship to ensure he satisfies his customers?
Yeah, I'm happy that Patrick has realized that the most important thing is to improve the relationships with his supplier. So, and the other thing is I'm happy that his aim is to grow his business so that he's able to deal with bigger organizations. Because he wants to do that, it's good for him to now learn how to grow his business so that he's able to operate like a corporate. He needs to think of corporate maturity now, where he's able to manage the flaws that I've talked about. Many SMEs today face challenges in dealing with suppliers because of the flow of finances. Sometimes they don't have enough money to pay for the goods in a good time. Sometimes they don't communicate effectively with their suppliers so that the suppliers know the challenges that they are facing. And even the flow of goods, the agreements that they are having when they are collecting the goods or who should deliver and stuff like that. All those, if they are coordinated well, you find that business will flow well. Now that he wants to improve the relationships with his suppliers, he needs to learn how to manage his finances. Many suppliers do not want to deal on credit. They want cash. And what he should put in mind is every supplier or every business has got levels of customers that they want to deal with. They say probably 20% of the customers that you deal with will give you 80% of the revenue. So being an SME, I don't think he would fit in the 20% of the customers that give 80% of the revenue to that supplier. Which means if there's a shortage of goods with that supplier, he won't be given priority. What should he do? He needs to learn how to manage finances, probably to pay in advance for his goods, or to learn to communicate well so that they know the challenges, integrate them into his business. He needs to integrate the suppliers because suppliers are part of the supply chain. So he needs to explain to them, find a good contact of somebody who is able to help him manage his resources and explain to them exactly what he's doing with the goods, the challenges that he's facing, so that he builds that trust that is required. When he does that, the relationship with the supplier are going to improve and you'll see that there will be a very big change. Even the flow of goods will be smooth and the growth of the business will be automatic.
Let's look at the issue of him dealing with one supplier. What are the pros or cons of relying on just one supplier in your business?
Okay, the advantages of dealing with one supplier is that you are able to quickly build trust. And when the supplier sees you oftenly that you're dealing with him and you're not dealing with other suppliers, he will build confidence in you. But then the disadvantages are, can you imagine if that supplier, for example, has got problems with the government and then probably he's closed down? To find alternatives which you can build in a short time is a challenge. That's why it is advisable, though it is good to build relationships, he needs to have risk management plans on where to fall back to in case something happens with that supplier.
Okay. As a business owner, you get to deal with different kinds of customers. And in most cases, most of them are not patient enough to wait in an event where the goods have been delayed by your supplier. So I want us to take a short break. And after the break, I would want us to look at this. How do you deal with impatient suppliers, you know, that just don't understand? Let's take a break.
You are still listening to your favorite radio show, Dalama Insights, brought to you by Insight Partners Africa. For comments or questions, WhatsApp 0977-445-604. Take your business to the next level with Dalama Insights.
Welcome back, dear listener, and I hope you are still listening and enjoying the show so far. I have in studio Mr. Kalaluka Kangulu, who's an expert and professional experienced in procurement and logistics, international trade and customs compliance, and is also experienced in materials management and warehousing. Welcome back, Mr. Kalaluka.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. So what can he do to help his customers understand if he's put customers on a waiting list because suppliers are delaying to deliver products to him? How does he explain to his customers without, you know, losing them, the customers being in patient and going to their competitors? How does it manage this?
Okay, the most important thing that I need to mention probably before I tackle that question, Mukonki, is he shouldn't make it a practice or a habit to put his customers on the waiting list, because customers are never patient. And many of these corporates and the NGOs that he wants to deal with probably are just employees whose delivery also is managed by somebody else. So yes, as an individual, he may be understood, no, it's okay, you may deliver next time. But when it comes to supplier assessment, he will fail and he may not be able to redeem the reputation that he would have built in a long time. So yes, such happen, but he shouldn't make it a habit.
Mm-hmm.
So in case it happens that his goods have delayed, the second flaw that I talked about, communication, is very important. He needs to visit the suppliers in person, make relationships with the supplier. I've seen situations where suppliers of services have given an excuse because of the trust that they've made with the client. The client has postponed the service. He has been told, okay, since you can't do it this week, please come next week, because of the trust that has been built. That kind of trust cannot be built on phone or by email. He needs to visit the customer, build relationships. He needs to understand the actual requirements of the customer, the needs, the timelines of those materials. You know, sometimes there's miscommunication of needs. You'll be told you are late with the delivery of full container load of materials. You visit the supplier, you are told, we just wanted a handful of products just for today's production. Now, it is through communication that you realize that, oh, I actually did not need the full container. I can get these materials just to satisfy today's need. When you do that, you find that the customers will understand you and you are able to continue building that relationships. That does not mean you should make it a habit to be giving excuses to the customers.
I know. No customer is patient.
Exactly.
You can say that again. Yeah. Let's focus on communication. You've really mentioned it so much throughout this discussion. In this era of COVID-19, what kinds of communications can he use to ensure he strengthens his relationships with his suppliers and he can continue servicing his customers?
Every available form of communication is welcome. We now are talking about the new normal. Today I'm talking to you, I've visited you, but I've got to mask up, I've got to sanitize, I've got to do this and that. But there's an effort to ensure that I see the customer, as long as I do what is required. So COVID must not stop our business. We should find ways of earning revenue through our business.
That's very true. As we come to the conclusion, what are your final remarks to Patrick or any other small business that has never really paid attention to their suppliers?
I want to start with recommend Patrick for coming out with such kind of challenges that he's facing, so that he seeks professional advice on how to handle such kind of situations. I recommend that he continues listening to such programs, because there is more and more advice. We have a short time today to discuss these issues, but in future, he will even listen to more ideas on how to handle different kinds of challenges, even more complex than what he has today. And if he manages to do that, he will be able to grow his business into a corporate.
There we have it, Patrick. Those are today's insights for you, and I hope you can implement them. You need to action them, because it's only by taking action that you can actually make a difference for your business. In summary, Mr. Kalaluka has really emphasized on communication. In fact, he said the supply chain is made up of information, finances, commerce, and
the flow of goods.
So don't forget that. I think I give you some homework. Go and research on that. Dear listener, this has been the Ndalama Insights Business Show for this week. If you like what you heard and you want to continue listening, visit our website, www.insidepartnersafrica.com. There you'll find podcasts and other guests that have appeared on this program. And also join our Facebook page, where you can also join the mentorship program and you can link up with experts like Mr. Kalaluka. Thank you so much.
That was your favorite radio show, Ndalama Insights, brought to you by Insight Partners Africa. If you missed anything, visit www.insightpartnersafrica.com for recorded episodes and join the Ndalama Insights Facebook page for upcoming topics. For comments and questions, WhatsApp 0977-445-604 or visit our offices at 6054 Sibweni Road, North Mint in Lusaka.